I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation, oh, to take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I will bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, oh my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning on this Friday morning. Oh, Miss Stephanie, I'm so happy to see that you're here today. Bless you, sister. Amen. All right, guys. We are going to spend a few minutes praying in the Spirit and get into an attitude of worship. All right, here we go.
How we worship you, oh Lord. How we worship you, oh da 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 da. Oh, da 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 da. Oh,
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. That was Dennis. He just had to go to work. Somebody local, you know, is hiring him to do some work on their house. You know, people around here are starting to see what a good worker he is. You know, we've had many people hire him to do odds and end jobs. Just from seeing how he's done this house. I mean, this house is a sign and a wonder in this community, let me tell you. Okay, let me make sure everybody can hear me good because I am in the house today. This is Friday. And I am making us a big old roast. So I've got it boiling right now, the meat. And while you guys are talking, I'm going to be cutting carrots and celery and all that kind of stuff. I can still do my wifely duties and we can still have our time together. Because we like to make these big pots, you know, like soup and roast and stuff like that. And then we eat on it, you know, for 3 days. And that way we can be busy doing our stuff. And this is just how we row in this house. But, Stephanie, I talked to Pastor about what you emailed me about. I do apologize. It took me 3 days to find that email. But I did reply back to you, and he does have some advice for you. So I will email that to you today. Actually, I guess I'll have to wait till he gets home now. But he does have some insight into what you're going through. You know, he's got some health things that he wants to, you know, help you with. And I am on my health track. This is my second day. And Dennis is helping me. I am submitting. I am putting my body under self-control. And I got tempted a couple of times yesterday, but I did make it through, praise God. So anyways, I'm working on this now. But I do want to talk to you guys about a couple of things that are news related, unfortunately. Okay, last night we do our Zoom meetings, you know, once a week on Thursday nights. Those are so awesome. You know, we get to meet these people from all over the world, and they come on there and they tell us what's going on, you know, or what they feel like everybody needs to know. It is so cool because everybody, you know, lives in a different area, and you know, they have different insight and stuff, so it's really cool. But one thing I learned was very disturbing last night is that these areas that are getting 5G and getting the fiber internet like what we're going through right now, I'm so excited. I mean, we're just a few, maybe a week or so away from being able to put fiber internet in over at the office. Now, we know not to put it in our house, you know. But I do need it for my work and whatnot. So I've been really excited about it. But there was people on the Zoom last night talking about how it's making them sick. The way they're increasing the bandwidth and stuff like that. So I want to do a thing on band today, like a little survey, to find out from people all over the world what is going on. This is the good thing about, one of the good things about band is we have such a representation of people from all over the world, you know. So when I do these surveys, it's a pretty good little, you know, way to find out what's going on out there. And, you know, we do it a lot, like, you know, when we had Helena, you know, we asked her, how's everybody doing out there? You know, if people need to be checking in here, you know, and I think that's going to be needed in the coming days, you know, with that word from Christina B's word that says we're going to be hit on all sides. It's just good for us to have a place where everybody's at and we can check in and make sure everybody's all right. Or, you know, if something's happening in an area, they can go in there and report it. You know, it's just a really good community. That's the best way. But anyway, so I'm going to go in there today and I'm going to ask them, you know, if they have installed fiber internet on your street, has it affected your health or the people around you? Because if so, I may do an emergency live today. I may talk to everybody about this. Because Dennis says that what they're doing is like they're frying everybody like a microwave. And this is why people's health is deteriorating. It's, you know, they're not as, they're wore out. They're tired all the time, you know, and then they start getting cancers and tumors and, you know, the stuff that people get when they live next to those heavy, you know, heavy electric lines, whenever they see those, where you have a lot of electric transformers and stuff in one area, and then you have a house right there, they usually get cancer because of the high electricity that's coming off those lines. It's called dirty electricity, dirty. And so I was doing a little research because I was thinking, oh man, we need to warn the people, you know, what's happening out there. Because, see, you have to look at it in the picture of what I was telling you guys about the spider. Because the spider is the data. See, the beast wants everybody's data. So that's why it's putting in all this fiber. Remember, it's the fiber for the spider type of deal. Where it's bringing back massive loads of information, you know, back to AI, which is the beast. it's almost to the point where you just want to shut your electricity off, you know. Because I was asking Dennis, I said, Dennis, do you think that, you know, in those fiber cables that they could be allowing those nanobots to come through the cables? I mean, I've seen a video with The Simpsons, you know, where they, not The Simpsons, but what is that show that's got Scully in them on it? The FBI Files or whatever that show is called. Where the AI actually attacked her in her house. You know, but that was a more severe case where the AI had control of appliances, you know, smart appliances and all that kind of stuff. But it does kind of answer, you know, why they're wanting everybody to get the upgrade all of their new equipment, you know, type of deal. But anyway, so I just be looking for that. I may have to do that today to talk about the seriousness of our health having to do with this, you know, fiber situation they're putting in everywhere. Because now I'm kind of nervous about it because it's running right in front of our house. It's probably, I don't know, 30 or 40 foot. I mean, like real close. You know, the electricity lines with the fiber on it. So I've been researching, you know, like, is there dangers of the lines? And, you know, what can we do to thwart it? So I saw that they have, like, things that you can buy to go on your electric sockets, you know, and stuff if you have the fiber and stuff. Anyways, it's just, I'm going to do a show so we can talk about it. Because maybe people, I don't know if you can really run from it, though, really. I mean, I know that out here in the country, you know, we have enjoyed being free from radiation. You know, I've told you that, how Betty was when we moved down here when we got married. His dog was crazy in the city. You know, he was living in Springfield, Missouri, and she was just so hyperactive you couldn't hardly control her. I was worried about her moving down here because this is such a quiet, just, you know, old people neighborhood type of deal. But when she got down here, away from the towers and all the 5G and stuff, she was wonderful. She was the best dog. I was so sad when she got killed. But the point is that we knew then, oh, that was 5G that was making her crazy, you know. And then another warning to give you guys is we had a woman on there last night who took her dogs to get the shots, her dog, because where she lives in Canada. And they tell them that, you know, in order for them to go into a boarding facility, they have to have their shots, okay? Where here in Tennessee, they tell us that the rabies shot is mandatory, which I hated to give that to Princess, but I had to have a dog. It's mandatory here. But the other shots are not. But if you do take them to, like, a facility, you know, where they have pets, where they board them overnight or whatever, they have to have all their shots. So, anywho, she said she did that a couple of months ago, and now she's been going through depression a little bit because the dog is out of its mind now. It's her family's wanting her to put him down, and she, you know, she used to be on our Thursday night Zooms with her dog, and the dog was just so happy, you know, and playing around with her and stuff while she was live with us. But now she's just really sad, but she knows it's because she got the vaccines in the dog. So that is a warning to us that everything is contained with this now, is the way it appears to me. You know, so I don't suggest taking any shot. You know, I'm not your doctor, of course, and I'm not giving medical advice. I am just telling you what I'm hearing out here, you know, and she ain't the only one that I've heard. So that was last night, and then one of the ladies, man, she gave an awesome interpretation of what she's learned in her research. We actually learned a lot last night because you remember how God told me about the Galactic Federation? And that is great, Stephanie. That's wonderful. You know, he told me about the Galactic Federation. Well, last night, I gave them just a little bit of news, just some warning stuff that they need to know. And come to find out, this, because she was explaining who Alice Bailey was and the connection of Alice Bailey to the United Nations, and then now that's bringing forth what we're looking at. So come to find out, they have this thing called the Ascended Masters, okay? And they partner with the Saint Germain Foundation. And this foundation is like the key to the New Age vomit you see out there. So after I read a little bit of it, I'm like, what the world? Because they do all these positive declarations, kind of like what we did in NAR and the way we decree thing all the time. You know, they do that. And they know the power of our words. So they shape their world with their words by calling themselves the I-space-A-M. I hate to even say it because in their paperwork it says that when you say that you attract all these entities. They don't say demons, but I know they're demons. When you say that phrase. And they call themselves messengers. These people, they call themselves messengers. And I got to thinking about all these people on YouTube that I told you I haven't felt right about that pushed 144,000 saying that they're all going to be transformed into these superpower people, which is kind of like what NARA says. Their day of transformation is coming. You're not going to believe this, but that is what they do in the Ascended Masters. They call themselves messengers. They are working towards an enlightenment, which is a day of transformation. I was like, you can't make this stuff up. What a farce, man. So anyways, this is where Elon Musk comes in because he is in, must be involved in all of this. I don't know, but anyways, it's just really terrible. Not that I'm researching the beast or anything, but they brought it up because of something. Anyways, last night was really good. And, no kidding, Leslie. She goes, that must be why I've heard a lot of people in commercials saying, I am this or that. That is, because they are shaping their identity. It's a humanistic way of solving their problems. You know, that woman, one of the things I revealed last night was what? Oh, okay. Remember yesterday when we talked about how God told us that we're going to be ambassadors? You know, they told me that I was an ambassador for the natural government, but now I'm going to be an ambassador for his government, and then from his government back to the people type of deal. Well, then we found out that this New Age group of people out here are doing that with the Abraham Faith Initiative. They're pulling in all of the influencers out there and telling them they're going to make them ambassadors. So, we was talking about how wonderful this is, you know, that God has us ahead of the game, you know, and he's letting us know, I am going to make you guys ambassadors. You're going to be my army out here, you know, type of deal. Well, that has to do with this as well. It all goes together. See, it's all this new age. They're getting ready for this alien thing. They're calling them the masters. And this is how they're going to worship these things. It is terrible because they talk about God and everything. They mix it all and they make these people think that it's all God. It is such a deception. And Dennis has a family member that's in this real heavy, the St. Germain Foundation. And he said that she just walks in a constant state of confusion. It's so sad. And it must be because when you do these declarations and you're speaking this, these I am a God, that's basically what they're doing. Affirmations over yourself, you know, all you're doing is speaking curses over yourself. You know, because with us in Christianity, we go low. I call it we go low because we know we can't do anything without his grace. We can't do anything. We're not powerful. You know, it's not by our might. It's by his. That's the difference. Because this new age Jesus they got going right now is acting like it's empowering them, this kingdom within. This is what I keep telling you. You know, where they make everybody think that they're a god of their own. You know, it's a big difference. And I know that people can get it confused because, like, even when I preach, you know, and I tell you guys, you know, if we only understood the authority that we have as a Christian. You know, see, that's what they've done. They have realized the power of words and they have twisted it to their self, you know, eating their own fruit type of deal. But the truth is, we do have power with our words. We can shape the world with what we come in agreement with. To me, those people that's doing all this new age vomit, all they're doing is coming in agreement with this spirit of pride, which is Lucifer, and they're speaking this over their self, this Luciferian, kind of like what I was talking about, the LGBT label, how the beast wants to slap a label on their forehead and have them be shamed in front of the public by making them think that they're being proud about it. It's really sick. But this Saint Germain, this enlightened ones and the higher consciousness and all this, all of that vomit is where they're making gods out of people. You know, it's a stench in God's nostrils because if you look, when I wrote that book about judgment, that is one of the patterns of God on why he judges. He judges because you think you can do it yourself. It's where you put yourself in the place of God instead of trusting him to be God. And so this is why our country is in trouble right now. We have become what we think is self-sufficient. We don't need God. And we can do it all on our own. The arm of the flesh, you know, type of deal. All right, so let me read you a scripture here, and then I'm going to open up the prayer lines and start cutting up my carrots and celery for the roast that I'm making today, which is why I'm over here in the house instead of the office. All right, so if y'all would turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 18. Some Bibles have an S on the Psalms, but some only have it without the S, where it could be Psalm. Either way, it's the same book. To the chief musician of Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the words of this song, in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul, and he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength. See the difference? See the difference? If I was to go over there and read you just some of their affirmations, you would see it's like, I am powerful. I am this. You know, like everything is about, you're calling these prideful, evil spirits unto yourself to empower you as a human. As a Christian, it's totally opposite. Our self goes down. I call it that we go low and the spirit man comes up. Because David right here gives such a great example when he's putting God in his place, in his life. He's saying, the Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. So in other words, he has got me fenced in. He is everything surrounding me. He is me from the top of my head and so is my feet. Verse 3, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. See, he keeps it on the Lord. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Reminds me of that song. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Y'all know that one? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. We used to jam out of church with that song. All right, verse 4. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. That's another thing about judgment. When I studied judgment, there are certain things that happens before God does judgment about something. He sees, he smells, or he hears. It's his senses. So when they get activated, somebody's going down somewhere. You know, he is. You'll hear what he does right here. Now look, okay, here we go. Great example. All right, so God's up in heaven. Now, we read, you know, the first chapter, almost the first chapter of Brock's book, and we understand a lot more about heaven. So now when we talk about the temple, we look at it different, don't we? He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. Ooh! The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Kind of reminds you of that dream yesterday about the storms where he talked about every room in every house was moved. That's how bad the shaking was. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also. Whoa. And came down. And darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yeah, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coal of fire. Wow. Yeah, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered in thy rebuke, O Lord. At the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. I remember one time I was in Washington, D.C., and I had this apartment that had a big old swimming pool, and I was able to swim and exercise every day. It was really awesome. And I was out there swimming one day, and I was thinking about that scripture. Lord, you really have given me a large place. You know, you have really, I mean, in my natural, you know, I was having to believe God for $5,000 or $6,000 a month. You know what I mean? And he did it. It was amazing, you know. But I remember that, Lord, you made this place so large. It was just the realization of where I was at the time. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, has he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I will keep myself from my iniquity. Upright means you're in right standing. You're not dishonoring him by attaching with evil. You know, you're keeping your dress clean. You're upright, pure. Therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, thou wilt show yourself merciful. With an upright man, you will show yourself upright. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the forward, you will show yourself forward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Okay, see, you can't make this up that I'm reading this scripture after I just did that research on the enlightened ones, which are nothing but demons. You know, and they're the ones, by the way, giving all of this technology insight into Elon and all them people, you know. And I thought about this, too, when me and Dennis was talking about how, you know, the dirty electricity is making a lot of people sick right now. I mean, how many years will people survive this, if any? You know? And so what they're doing is they must know that all these people are getting sick through all of this technology advancements, which is what I told you guys I believe why that X39 works on one aspect is because they take these patches and they put them on these places that are like chakra points. Like they put them on your inside of your wrist on both sides, kind of like a battery charge. And inside these patches is crystals, okay? So I believe what happens is that these crystals deflect the radiation, which is why people had sudden bursts of energy when they put them things on. Because now they have the freedom of this radiation, you know, and they feel like that's helping. And the reason I'm telling you this is because Dennis, one of the things when he came down here to the farm, you know, to help me a couple of years ago, he turned me off because he had this crystal. You know, I always were told crystals are new age, you know. And so I've always avoided them. But he had this crystal in it that was like a triangle in his truck. And I was like, what is this? And he said, it deflects radiation. And so I keep it in my truck. I was like, this guy is new age, you know, type of deal. So one day I was riding through Jackson in my truck, and I felt the radiation real bad, and I was like, maybe he's on to something. So kind of find out that is what it is that the crystals, you know, so he has one in our bedroom window to deflect anything that would try to come in our bedroom at night, you know. But that's what I think that these people know about X39 is, you know, just kind of attach these crystals all over, you know, their body, and it will deflect 5G or whatnot. Now, another thing that I have a theory of, but I can't prove this, is that I believe as well that that is what they do to people that take the jab. Because if you think about, because you know how they say they have found these crystals in their bloodstream and stuff like that. I believe that's what that is to deflect the radiation so these people can live in smart cities. Basically, you know, when they give them part one of the global ID, they're giving them a way so that they can live in this radiation because a normal human cannot, you know. Because it, like, fries them. It's like a radiation. Okay, for instance, over there in Wuhan, boy, I'm really touching on some stuff today. But in Wuhan, they whenever they turned the 5G on, you know, a lot of people died. Remember that? And that was before they rolled out the COVID. And what it did was, is it sucks the oxygen out of the heart. It, like, sucks oxygen out. It depletes it. And so, whenever they did that thing, George Floyd, you know, where he was saying he couldn't breathe, that was a symbolism of what happens, you know, to people that have high levels of 5 genesis around them. They begin to where they can't breathe. It suffocates them, you know, if that makes any sense. But anyway, so let's go back to the scripture here. All right, so Let's go back to verse 28. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? It is God that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon high places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of my salvation, of your salvation. And your right hand has holded me up, and your gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me. Isn't that beautiful that my feet did not slip? I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength into the battle. You have subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. Wouldn't that be something? They cry, but there is none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. Wow! I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from strivings of the people. There you go. And thou hast made me the head of the heathen, a people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their closed places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avenges me. See, there you go. No personal revenge. It is God. And subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. Yes, he lifts me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance gives he to the king, and shows mercy to the anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. All right. I'm going to stop the recording and open up the prayer lines.